In this bulletin, Russia adds 13 British political figures to its list of banned travellers. Cruising to resume in Australia from today. And in sport, three Australians to contest the semi-finals of the Men's World Surf League event at Bells Beach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tom Kennedy. The Kremlin has banned 13 British political figures from entering Russia in retaliation for UK sanctions imposed on Russian officials. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is amongst those listed, as are former Prime Minister Theresa May, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, and Defence Secretary Ben Wallace. A statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry says the travel ban is in response to unprecedented hostile actions from the UK. It says the UK is aiming to wreck Russia's economy and deliberately aggravate the Ukraine situation. It warned that the list would be expanded in the near future. The United Kingdom says at least 181 migrants have been intercepted by border force officials while crossing the English Channel. Britain's Defence Ministry says the migrants travelled to the UK in six boats before they were brought to the port of Dover for processing. Authorities are expecting more this weekend because of forecast good weather. It comes as the British government reveals details of its plans to send refugees and asylum seekers to Rwanda for reprocessing. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the move is designed to get back control of UK's borders and put an end to illegal people smuggling across the English Channel, but it's been widely condemned as cruel and inhumane. The local tourism industry says it's looking forward to the return of cruise ships in Australia after 2 years of border closures and restrictions because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ships will be allowed back in Australia from today, with passengers expected to follow a number of safety protocols to sail, including mask wearing, testing, and being fully vaccinated. The first ship expected to arrive is the Pacific Explorer, due in Sydney on Easter Monday. Greg Binskin from Tourism New South Wales has told SBS News that the return of cruising will give tourism operators a much-needed boost.
Travel agents will be able to start selling packages again. The logistics people will be in full swing. So will the hire car companies, but also the entertainers. We also forget about how important they are to a cruise destination.
Protesters have forced the closure of a main square in central Paris to call for the country's presidential candidates to improve their climate change policies. Polls show incumbent Emmanuel Macron is just ahead of his far-right challenger Marine Le Pen, ahead of the runoff election in 8 days' time. Hundreds of people gathered in Paris's 9th district to protest against the environmental policies put forward by the candidates. 26-year-old Lou, a history teacher and member of the activist group Extinction Rebellion, was among them.
Of course, we're rising up against the far right, whose values are violent and are unacceptable for us, and against a candidate who for 5 years cast the ecology issue aside and lied. President Emmanuel Macron promised to act for the climate. He claimed to be the champion of the climate. He put in place a citizens' climate convention so that citizens could give suggestions that will allow for greenhouse gas reductions by 40% by 2030. And in the end, nothing was done.
And in sport, three Australians will contest the semi-finals of the Men's World Surf League event at Bells Beach. There's guaranteed to be a local in the final, with Jack Robinson setting up a showdown against Callum Robson after snatching victory from Brazilian Italo Ferreira in the quarterfinals. Fellow Aussie Ethan Ewing will face Brazilian star Felipe Toledo in the other semi-final after beating compatriot and Olympic bronze medalist Owen Wright in Saturday's quarterfinals. Ewing's late mother, Helen Lambert, won the Bells Beach title in 1983. And now for today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Adelaide, an afternoon shower or two, 25 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny with wind easing, 28. Hobart, late shower or two, 26. Canberra, morning fog, then sunny, 23. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Tom Kennedy. This is SBS News.